Welcome to Native Fest, celebrating the arts, food, and writing of Minnesota's first people.
You know, we're here in Net Lake, and you just showed your film. I guess tell me a little bit about why you wanted to make the film in the first place.
With the movie about how the bear got a short tail, it was really important for me to make because an elder, Anna Gibbs, had come to me 5 years before we got it started and said that she wanted to make this into a movie and could I help her? And I said yes. But then I didn't follow through with it, and it had always been in the back of my mind, and I just didn't know how quite to approach it. So I just kept putting my tobacco out and just wondering about it, and it never left my mind. And finally, 5 years later, the pieces kind of fell into place with the right people. And that was with Hyde Erdrich and Jonathan Thunder coming aboard, and also Persia Erdrich.
So in the story, you know, you said to the kids that you think of filmmaking as storytelling. So this is kind of a nice mixture of that, of storytelling and filmmaking. What, I mean, it seems like, you know, now that's kind of with digital medium being so readily available. Can I guess I'd like you to sort of repeat what you said to the kids about just putting your stories out there.
So I think that it's important for everyone to tell their own stories. And when I first went to film school, everyone had expected me to tell traditional stories or native stories or some kind of native-based story. And I just pounded my fist down and I said, nope, I want to make explosions. And just I was anti-native stories. And I struggled. And I didn't know why it was so hard for me to just get a story together, a screenplay together. And finally, I just said, why am I struggling so hard? These aren't the stories that I know. I know native stories. I know stories that from listening to my family talk. I know stories from elders who have shared their stories with me. And I'm looking at this all wrong. I'm looking at it as I need to be like in Hollywood and have those big blockbuster movies and or something. And that's not what I was meant to tell. I was meant to tell stories and be a storyteller, and that now in this time, this day and age, we have all this technology that modern day storytellers can use, a camera, a microphone, and the internet. The internet has really changed the entire platform for me because I can put something on YouTube or Vimeo or some other kind of sharing site, and then my audience has expanded not only from my community, but it can reach out to other various communities around the state, such as Net Lake, what we're doing up here, sharing our stories.
Tell me a little bit about how you got started, and you said you went to film school.
My parents were always huge movie buffs. When I was a kid, movies were not expensive. It was something cheap and affordable that a family could do. So we would go to a movie at least once a week. Then as far as storytelling, my family is a huge family. My dad's 7 out of 15 kids. And when the family gets together, it's a competition to tell stories and who can tell the most entertaining stories. And, you know, with that many people and you're on the spot and you have to captivate a large audience, learning how to speak in front of people and tell stories in that kind of way, it started for me at a very young age. I guess I had the very unique experience of getting a scholarship to a boarding school in Massachusetts. And the woman who got me the scholarship and who I lived with over like short breaks when I couldn't go home, her name was Barbara Ettinger, and she was a documentary filmmaker. She was editing a film one of the years that I was going to school. And so I got to sit with her and her editor and kind of watch them put this movie together through and follow it through to them getting distribution and me kind of thinking, oh, so you don't have to live in LA or Hollywood or anything, like you can actually just do this in your house. Okay, so that kind of got me started thinking, well, I want to do filmmaking too.
You said it. during class is that it doesn't have to, you don't have to go to Hollywood. Like, and what's that, what that has been, what's that experience been like for you, just to tell people that as you've made films and as you've, you know, shown them all over the state and to young people like today, who I think their vision of film, what a filmmaker is somebody that's a director in Hollywood, you know, and you just, but it's really about being local. It's really about being telling, like you said, telling the stories that you know that are important to you.
I'm happy to tell younger people that so they don't have to figure that out for themselves later on, that you don't have to move away. You can do what you dreamed of, or you can make it happen for yourself at home if that's what's more plausible for them. If someone has always dreamed about being a screenwriter, you don't have to move away to do that. All you need is a pen and paper or a laptop or a phone or whatever your tool is that you want to use to get your story down. And then the next piece is connecting with the person who appreciates your passion and who's a good partner. If you're being honest and true to yourself as an artist, your work will have more heart and people. That's what connects. That's the emotional connection. That's, I think, you could have the smallest little movie, but if it's your true story, it will have the heart and people will respond emotionally to that. And that's the most important thing as a storyteller. That's what you want to do, is have that emotional connection.
Thanks a lot for sitting down and talking to me, and good luck on your work.
Thank you very much.
Native Fest is a production of the Net Lake Radio Project, made possible by a grant from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota. Online at kbft.org.